Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
To help, they offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. It is 8:06. Glad you're with us today. Today at midday on Fayetteville, the word is that there's going to be a new name for Razorback Stadium. I don't think it's come down, and we may have Christian monitor Twitter, Raj, because I think that the U of A will put out something. We got the scoop from Marsha Martin yesterday, who was at the NBA draft with Cal last night, amongst others, and Patrick Schick, our friend over at Lexicon. Couple things. We'll have Joe Nichols coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. Roger, we got to play a little match game. Brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories in Searcy and Conway. Yeah. We do want to thank Genesis of Conway for sponsoring Craig, of course. And now we got in the studio our good friends, Michael Marion and Janet DeGeorge from Simmons Bank Arena.
Hey!
Good morning.
How are y'all?
How y'all doing?
Good, good. Hadn't seen you in a while. You guys are busy, busy, busy. You had the big announcement about Ella Langley yesterday.
Yeah, that was huge.
Yeah, I made the comment, were y'all expecting to get her? And the reason I said that is because she originally was not on the tour list. And they just put out yesterday, they expanded, and boom, you got that.
So yeah, we were glad to land that one for sure.
How's that work, Mike? So they've already had their schedule, and does the promoter go, you know what, let's squeeze in a couple other, like you do sometimes, get between Dallas and Memphis or Dallas and Atlanta, whatever. Is that sort of the way that works?
Well, you know, everybody wants to ride a tour
of
North Little Rock.
Of course they do. That's right. Everybody wants to work with Michael Marion. That's it.
No, it's not untypical for them to go out and put a few dates out there and see how they do. And if they're strong, they'll say, we'll add some more dates. And if they're not, they don't. And in this case, all the dates she's playing right now are just crazy.
So they added
some more.
For those that don't know, who are some of the other cities, by the way, besides Little Rock? Just out of curiosity, do you not have any idea?
You know, I didn't look that hard. I know they're playing Charleston, South Carolina. I checked on it. There's some other secondary markets like us.
So she's a hottie. And Jana, you said, you know, you thought that I would probably know she looked like Sarah Evans a little bit because she's a brunette. And Roger, where I first saw her, I'm not a big fan of this song, but I knew it was very popular. You know me, sometimes I don't listen to slow songs.
Right.
What's the one where she goes, you
look like I need a drink.
No, that's Justin Moore. You look like I love you or something.
She's in Texas?
No,
the other one.
The other one. She did it as a duet with, I want to say it's Riley Green, but I don't think that's right. And this is the one that's so hot. She's in Texas. Hey, turn that up a little bit, Raj. This is the one that's just blowing up, number one everywhere.
It is,
yeah.
It's a good song.
It is. You can do a little two-step in the studio.
Just when I thought I got him to fall in love with Tennessee. Should have known better than to take him back to Abilene. Put him right back into her arms. I wasn't a match for that kind of spark. She's from Texas, I can tell.
It's got all the ingredients of a number one hit.
So she's at August 1st, she's in Philadelphia, then Austin, then Corpus Christi, then Fort Worth, and I guess a week after Fort Worth, she's here just following some of the route she's taking.
Yeah,
there you go.
August 22nd.
We got a Saturday night, so that's not too bad.
A couple of our messages says, the voice and them bangs. Someone says she looks like Bobby Gentry.
Roger, I look to you on that one on Bobby Gentry.
Well, Bobby Gentry, would you even... Well, when you think of brunette, you think of the other one you were talking about.
The long hair.
Sarah Evans. And then I would think Jessie Coulter as well, if she might wear a scarf on her head. I don't know. That's just me.
Do you think it'll be sold out pretty quick because she's so big?
Like Michael said, we hate to say that, but I think so.
She's coming with Ernest and Lacey K. Booth. I don't know them. So
why do you hate to say it? What am I missing?
Yeah, and it's the
old, jinx ourselves.
Jinx it.
Gotcha.
Oh yeah, it's gonna sell out. Oh,
okay.
I say that all the time.
I see.
Let's go through some of your list. July, in the month of July, you got Evanescence coming in with Spirit Box and Nova Twins. I don't know the back half of that, but I know Evanescence is an Arkansas founded band.
Yes.
With a, give me the young lady's name.
Amy Lee.
Amy Lee, her dad, Roger, you know, remember him? Used to be a longtime radio guy. Not Cliff Lee.
John Lee.
Cliff Lee played football.
What's that, Christian?
I said Spirit Box is cool. They have a female lead vocalist as well.
I
cannot name you a song that they sing that you would know.
And the other, I talked about Roger, while you were outside the studio. I remember what year it was when they came out with their initial album. And it sold 18. Now, back then when album sales were important, they sold 18 million albums worldwide. That was their first album.
I was reading that yesterday.
Yeah, I just remember it. And then, Roger, I saw it because the first time, and I remember it vividly. I think I was doing the show with Stanley. What was the year that came out, you think?
Gosh, that was 2000.
2002, maybe?
I think I was doing the show with Stanley. And what was the movie?
Daredevil.
Roger and I said, I was watching it.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah, and I want to go work out to that song. And I remember, I said, that album and that group is going to be, I remember coming in the studio going, man, there's a group called Evanescence out of Arkansas that's on that movie. And of course, it has selling 18 million. I was one of the ones that really impressed.
Well, you know, Amy went to Pulaski Academy.
That's right. Yeah. So she's still on the band and Ben Moody Jr., right?
Right.
Is no longer with the band. They were the founders, and you hate to see that they broke up. But they're still touring. That's pretty impressive. July 11th. Then we've been giving away some tickets for July 12th, Roger, for Dude Perfect.
Well, I was just telling Jana, I mean, before they walked in here, my son-in-law's getting ready to have surgery next month, I guess, but whenever this is happening, July 12th is what you're saying. So, yeah. And James loves them.
Do they?
So they're asking, would I take him to that? Of course.
Well,
I will take him to that.
I was asking yesterday, isn't Dude Perfect the ones that make the trick shots?
That's right.
Yes.
That's exactly.
Well,
right.
I would think that.
You know, they have 60 million subscribers on YouTube. It's crazy.
I would think it would be so
60 million.
So risky to try to do that live that it would take like 50 times to make this. Because what you see on camera, you don't see the 50 times
they tried and missed.
It's always wondered how that worked, but apparently something must be popular with it.
Because we had them, about 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and
it might have been a little longer
than
that.
Really? August, I remember them coming here.
It did really well.
August is a blockbuster. August 1st, you got Bryan Adams with Pat Benatar. I don't know who Neil Giraldo is, but I know Pat Benatar.
That's her guitar player and husband.
Yeah. Roger, that's 1980s, right? Bryan Adams and Pat Benatar. Yeah, that's right in the middle. That's right in the heart of the 1980s. And that's August 1st. Ella Langley is August 22nd, as we mentioned. And then, now that Jana has showed me the picture to remind me, Benson Boone, August 29th. Christian, are you a Benson Boone guy?
I'm not, but more power to those who are.
Can you give me one song, Christian?
Benson Boone. Beautiful Things.
Like, can you give me a
I cannot, no.
Roger?
What's your genre?
Pop. It's pop.
It's way pop.
The only thing I know, Roger, I watched
him. I love his show.
He was a jumpsuit. It was one of the award show. And he gets on top of the piano and does a backflip.
Okay. As he's singing.
Yeah.
He's
super popular.
Can he do a trick shot while singing?
And Roger, really popular with the ladies. He's wearing the Elvis jumpsuit. No, without the belt.
See, that's what we need to do. We need to go slash karate, Elvis jumpsuit.
Probably the biggest.
We need to bring that back.
The biggest event remaining of the year because Roger Scott's involved.
Well, myself and Michael Kennedy.
Wingstock, September 12th. This is a Simmons Bank Arena production.
That's right.
How many wings are eaten at Wingstock?
Oh, gosh, I knew you were going to ask me this.
What would you guess?
We got half a million.
How many restaurants are involved?
Probably 20.
Okay. So, and they feed for 4 hours?
Yes.
I'm asking you all these questions.
I
know.
Remember last year we had this during the event. We have 3 million wings.
3 million wings.
Hey, if you don't know, make it up. It's always
that's exactly
all good.
Right. Listen, and the big ticket is the MVP ticket or the VIP ticket. MVP.
Yes.
Is to get that
wing IP.
That's wing IP. It is so good to see the folks that get there that want those wings first. They beat the crowd.
Yeah, yes, September 12th.
And the Poultry Federation supplies all of
that. Oh, very nice.
And they're the big sponsor.
They're the big sponsor. Well, yes. I wondered about that. They've always been that, right?
Yes.
There's, yeah. Listen,
so, Roger, right.
I love the take-home box.
That's normally, when do y'all normally have that? This is late, right?
It's usually August.
Yeah. Usually August, but we have so much going on in August, we moved it to September.
Yeah. October.
And the Razorbacks are playing away.
That night at 9 o'clock.
Even better.
Oh, that's
even
Utah. Better. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, Utah.
And I want to say, too, the wing IP people get to come in an hour before doors, so they can come in at 11. Be there all by themselves, 200 and something people, eat as much as they want by themselves.
Got their
and
own
then
room
we open doors
in.
At 12.
They do.
Hey,
absolutely.
Did you hear the lingo there? You hear what she said?
Yeah.
Before door. I like that. So that's when before the door opens, right?
Correct.
Yes. So, Roger, we're going to.
She went before door.
We're going to do the show. Before door.
BFD.
Before we go in.
Well, Roger's there early anyway.
Yeah. So we're going to relate to the show. What do you call?
Roger's our headliner.
What is the term you use for if it's before door? Do you have another cool term for like right before the show or the show start or anything that we can steal like strength and honor and 60 Los Angeles?
Steve, get a new shirt before door. Get a new shirt.
Yeah, I like that. Stays left.
Stays
right. Anything
backstage?
Pre-show.
Downstage? Upstage?
Backstage, yes.
Back door?
Well, theater in the round?
In the round. In the
round's
good. I like in the round.
So, Co-Wetzel October 1st with Corey Kemp, Baker Blankenship, and Logan Yonke. I don't know. But Co-Wetzel, who is that?
It's a country singer.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Pretty popular. That's KOE.
Yeah.
And then, of course, one of your staples every year, Hot Wheels Monster Trucks, live, glowing fire. That's November 7th. Two shows on the 7th, one on the 8th. That's always a big one, right?
Now, this is different. We have Monster Trucks and we have Hot Wheels.
This is different.
Monster
is this new?
Trucks. It's been coming. It's three
years.
It's
about 3 years.
It's a monster truck.
It's a different monster truck.
They all glow in the
kids
dark.
Kids gonna love this. Roger's gonna take the grandkids.
Big fan. Big fan.
Yes. Yeah. It's still the loudest thing we do.
That's November 7th and 8th. And then you put in a lot of dirt. Got to get the dirt moving in and out of there, right? For that, a lot of
dirt.
I wonder how much you guys spend on how much they spend as a part of bringing in that dirt. Do they go to local dirt places, or do they take their dirt from city to city?
Because
you got to get it out of there.
Last year we had a show that had dirt, and then we had to take that dirt out and bring new dirt in.
For PBR.
Roger, couldn't use the same dirt.
Different kind of dirt.
I mean, think about that, Roger. they're doing tons of dirt, and then they've got to get it out of there and look like it's no dirt.
Yes.
There's dirt, and then there's no dirt.
Try having a concert after
it's magic.
We're all out there testing.
Yeah. Is that where y'all go? Man.
What, do you go to one of those places, need fill dirt?
November 22nd, Toby Mac. Listen, Toby Mac has been around, man. He's got to be in his 50s. It's two guys, right? Toby Mac? Or is it one guy?
Toby.
The one guy.
Mac.
Okay. All right.
I
thought he had a buddy that was part of his band when he first started. Chris Tomlin, which is well-known, and Third Day. That's a big Christian concert. Toby Mac, Chris Tomlin, and Third Day. Those are all, they have monster hits over the last 25, 30 years. And then in February, that's November 22nd. Then in February, you got the Professional Bull Riders. Roger and I have been a part of that a couple of times. That's on the 19th and 20th.
What a crowd. We
love the music.
Roger
and I, when we went in there, I said, we talked about it. So that's what we want our show to be, music-wise. You walk in there, and every song is,
everybody's hyped.
There's energy, it's excitement. You know, they know it's WWE.
You smell the testosterone.
Yeah, it's that's so true.
Just like the game presentation in the Razorback.
They could take some notes on that.
There's no Hey Jude. No Hey Jude during any of that event.
I do have to, by the way, too, any more celebrations of 50 years of...
We're done with that. I'm tired of me.
The coverage was outstanding. Hey, I do got to say, man, y'all have to be thrilled. And we got to give our friend over there who came up with the idea of putting the building right next to y'all and making that parking lot turn into... what's going to be the piano bar.
Yeah,
you've already got the hotel, a new hotel going in. You've got
two new hotels.
You've got the convention space
going.
Have
you seen the construction going on?
Oh, yeah. I passed it on a regular basis. I mean, but to come up with the idea and that idea to put that there, because it sat there, that's just dead space.
Well, that's Greg Nabholz.
That's what I'm saying.
He pursued that for a long time. Gotta give him credit.
I love, creating ideas and coming up with ideas. For him to look around and go, you know what?
I'm going to make a run at that parking lot that's been sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
That who, I mean, and then I don't know if he knew that the event center was going in there.
Right.
I mean, when all that ties together, you guys got 15,000 fans in there. You know, Chris and Susan, Cliff and Susan. You know, they're playing right next door. Everybody's pouring out of there, and then you got, you know, Frank's place around the corner. Then you got Main Street down there, and
the arena hotel district.
And
that's what it's called.
Is that official?
Yes.
I think it is, yeah.
Has it always been that?
No.
Did Greg come up with that now?
Greg, yes. all that area right there.
And
is
you,
the
know
arena
who, you know who else has got to be thrilled? The Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. Now, I guess if they stay there. But, you know, that thing's been by itself.
Yes.
Yeah. With really not much activity. You know, it's right. A nice facility, but not much going on,
yeah.
You know, there. And so... Y'all have to be excited about all the activity.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! It's amazing.
Between Argenta and that new arena district, it's awesome. It looks awesome.
Here's what I remember too. Those of you listening may not remember this. I remember when the arena came in. You know what the controversial real estate situation was there with the arena? Do you remember what
parking?
It was? Well, not really parking. I'm talking about just when it was time. Everybody, they were trying to buy all the property.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there was one seller that would not sell.
There was holdout, yeah.
And you know what it was? It was the cookie company that you could smell. I could smell on the other side of the river when I lived in the Tough Nut. And they didn't sell. Remember, at first, they would not give up. They Roger, had all this development. And
Jackson
this,
Cookie?
Yeah.
That's right.
Is that what it is? Is what it was, Roger? Yeah.
And I used to work there.
You're kidding.
When they first stuck a shovel in the ground, I was working there. I called my daddy, you were working there
before Simmons.
Yes, I called my daddy and I'm like, would you be mad? Because my dad's a preacher, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, would you be mad if I worked in an arena? Because I'd never been to a concert in my life.
Wow.
And he was like, wow. You're grown now. You can do what you want to. I was like, okay.
Wow.
Well, that's awesome that you asked your dad that first
of
all.
Yeah, I had to.
That's awesome. Well, Meredith, are you listening?
Yeah, that is, I did not know that. But remember, Roger, you could smell the cookies.
And
yeah,
I was a dog food
about
place
three in the afternoon.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It was just everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Roger, I could look at. I was in the Tough Nut building, which back then.
Are they gone? Are Jackson Cookies gone? Can you
yes,
still get
the apartment
are gone.
Complex? Oh, the cookie.
Yeah, the cookie has an apartment complex there.
No, I'm talking about cookies.
Well, I thought they made Keebler cookies.
Is that
I
what
could
they
be
did?
Wrong.
I don't know.
But back then, I could look out of my Tough Nut building, and back then, Roger, there was no high rises in downtown Little Rock.
That's right.
Which is there now. You can't see any. So I could look across, and I could see the arena, and I could see the cookie company.
Yes.
And it did not look great.
Wow.
It just didn't fit.
Yeah.
Nothing against the Jackson Cookie Company. We had this little brown building.
Yeah.
It's spectacular. And it's like, we're not leaving. Wow. He would not sell it. So obviously the price finally came along that hit right, and then they sold, and that's where Roger, now that nice apartment complex is there.
Right.
Yeah, we owned the property on the other side of it where the Cameo Club was.
Oh, the Cameo Club. Wasn't there more than that? I think there was some more clubs besides that one there.
Well, that was the one that was there that
trouble.
We owned, yeah.
Okay, there was one.
We didn't want to dig too deep when we were tearing it down.
Is there a club still there in the area?
No.
Because there was one that used to get in trouble. Is that Cameo?
Yeah, yes. It was Cameo, yeah.
You know what?
I just heard stories.
Word up.
Roger, we need to have Cameo Night. You know,
yeah, we sold that to the
apartment
complex.
Yeah. Cameo Night.
Yeah, that's. I'm excited for y'all. You know, I'm excited for businesses down there like Frank's. And, of course, you know, Frank and.
I actually pulled them up this morning.
Oh, Cameo, that's funny. Speaking of Cameo, you know, that whole area, and I will say this, you know, I'm a Little Rock guy, but, you know, you if you talk to everybody downtown, North Little Rock has gotten the momentum on the riverside versus Little Rock. You know, the River Market has got some of their main entry points that are not full. Of course, they got one, I think, that's coming in that one corner spot, but to the entrance of the River Market. And there have been some, you know, there have been some unhappy people with the way that's being done. Although I did read where the city of Little Rock is going to put $25 million
into the Oppenheimer Hall.
Oppenheimer Hall, which is good. And remember, Roger, too, when that place is rocking, you have the amphitheater, you know, and that thing has just never gotten back to what it was. I don't know why, Michael. You guys have helped out a little bit with that.
Yeah, we did some stuff over there for a while.
Is it because Riverfest stopped?
You lost that. Yeah. So anyway, the point of it is North Little Rock's got some momentum, and they've really done some great things over there. And I want Little Rock to bounce back. I love that area downtown.
Oh, I'd love to see Oppenheimer Hall, you know,
yeah.
And now that the Junction Bridge is there and people can walk back and forth. And
they're going to
They could do something there too. That little open area that they've got where they got rid of the overpass, that grassy area right there in the middle. You know that big.
Oh yeah, yeah, that big yeah, park yeah, looking
the,
area.
You can see the Clinton Library from there. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, listen, Central Arkansas is best at when both sides of the river.
Oh, yes. You're right. Well, you know, when we first opened, your River Market was just buzzing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, and it was it's kind of falling on hard times, but I think that, again, with what they're doing to revitalize, I'm really hoping it'll come back.
I'm trying to look before we let you guys go here in a couple of minutes. I wanted to see anything out there on the horizon that's public, that's out there that you've been looking at, that's big tours that maybe we could do they weren't playing here originally, but we got them on the backside. Any big concert tours out there right now?
You know, it's kind of a lull right now there's a couple more things maybe for the fall. So we'll start working on the spring here pretty soon. They're kind of, you know, right now it's amphitheater season.
Okay.
You know, there's amphitheater tours out there. You know, Rogers is real busy this time of the year because of amphitheater
tours. They're killing it up there, man.
Oh, yeah. They're doing a great job.
They've been very consistent. And speaking about our amphitheater versus theirs. And so.
Well, that's the apples and oranges.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, that you talk about a great setup up there, that whole area. Holy cow.
Oh, yeah. We went up to Meg and I went to see Rod Stewart about a month ago. And I laughed and said, everything in Rogers is no more than a year old.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel like I'm in Arkansas when I go to Rogers. Rogers' son lives north of there. I mean, that development with all those national franchises with Kellogg's across the top building.
Yeah.
And I mean, and then they have the biggest, what's the steak place, the high-end steak place? Ruth Chris. The biggest Ruth Chris in the world is in Rogers. I walk in there, it seats 400. I'm like, this looks like it should be in New York City. Of course, that's the money of Northwest Arkansas.
Right.
So, well, wouldn't it be cool, Roger? It's funny.
Ruth Chris Stadium?
I know that, or the fact that matters. Yeah. You know how Simmons Bank Arena came to be, right, Roger?
No.
Is Chris White was sitting at the Touchdown Club, and Mike Janice said, hey, would you please remind everybody that we have a building that's up for sponsorship? Mm-hmm. So I got up there and said, hey, everybody, our sponsor.
Naming rights are available.
Our sponsor is Simmons Bank Arena. I mean, I'm sorry, at the time it was a Verizon.
Yeah.
But, you know, they need a sponsor. So Chris White said, could you give me Jana's number or Michael's number, whatever it was? And I knew that confidentially. I didn't say anything about that. That would be, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
That ended up being, and it's a great partnership.
Yes, yeah. Very.
I hope the stadium is an Arkansas company. If it's not, it's not. But this would be Roger. To me, it's a no brainer. If there's an Arkansas company that has the money to do it, you would think up there that J.B. Hunt, Walmart, Tyson.
Yeah, those are just the names we know.
But yeah, that's what you're right. But you think
David Workman?
You know, David, when we announced that Verizon was not coming back, we had 11 phone calls. From people that were interested in our naming rights,
and that
we didn't have to, we
had put together a whole package.
Oh, you had to. You had 11 choices that were legit.
Yes.
Yeah, and Simmons came in.
And we thought that we were going to have to do a hard sell on these people, and after about the third meeting, we're like, wait, these people really want this.
Yeah.
Were they all Arkansas companies?
We didn't have to pay. Yes. We didn't have to pay any sales.
Anybody to do it for us.
We just, Jeremy Flynn, Jana, Jared Lillard, our financial, we were the team. And
well, good.
It was amazing.
I'm just saying,
I can't imagine there's not been huge demand
that's been
up
some,
there.
That's been some of the scuttlebutt in Fayetteville that they have not been, 3 years now, I think they've had, and they've had to go out and hire a firm.
Scuttlebutt.
A firm to do it. And so you lose some money off the top there. But it's the fact that, I thought we'd be able to sell that ourselves.
Yeah.
Maybe the price point was too high. I think it's going to be a $50 million, 10-year deal.
It could be.
Yeah. Well, anyway, listen, we know Simmons Bank Arena is in good hands with a sponsorship and you too. So, folks can go on what website to find everything?
Please go to Ticketmaster.com to buy any tickets for our building.
Gotcha.
No other
scalpers
sites.
Are going to be all
They're
over
be
this
all
Ella
over
Langley thing.
Ella Langley.
That's the way that works.
They don't have the tickets yet, but they'll say they do.
So if they will those people buy large chunks of that and resell them on the secondary market?
They will list tickets they don't have.
Is that right?
Yes.
So that's why you got to stay away other than Ticketmaster.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you go to our website at SimmonsBankArena.com and click on the buy tickets button there if you're not sure, because sometimes you'll type in, tickets at Simmons Bank Arena, it'll take you to all these bogus sites. So
interesting.
Ticketmaster.com.
Well, we are glad that we have y'all leading us.
Yeah.
Leading us through all this mess.
So, all right. So, Evanescence, July 11th, and Dude Perfect, July 12th, and all the other events. You can go to y'all's website if you want to see that.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Great to see y'all as always.
Thank you.
Good to see
you.
Michael, thanks for your Marianne, time. And Janet and George. Roger, I think tomorrow we're going to visit with Chandley Painter from Fox.
Chandley Painter.
We hadn't talked to her in a while, so we're going to get her on there.
Oh, you still have her on Court TV.
Yeah, listen, I liked it. Listen, they're starting to let her do some more things besides new. I think she's probably ready to do some other things.
She's gotten
starting to show up on those other shows. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that too. So we'll visit with her tomorrow along with Joe Klein and some other special guests.
We have Corky Stadium.
Oh, I like that. We have Stacey and Ryan from Channel 7 coming up. We haven't had Stacey's
today?
Friday. No, Thursday.
Wow.
We haven't had them on here since Stacey.
KATV Stadium.
Yes. Roger Scott's Trivia Stadium.
Ooh, could be. I can put something on
Trivia there every Tuesday night.
I need a partner to help me with that.
It's going to be a big check, Roger. It's going to be a big check.
Big check. Right. Rubbery one.
Don't go away. 8:30 here on Morning Mayhem.
Join Morning Mayhem on the road this Friday, taking the show to Sherwood to pay a visit to Frank Fletcher and crew at Fletcher Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the World Cup, Portugal dominated Uzbekistan, beating them 5-0 as Cristiano Ronaldo got 2 goals. In Game 2, Ghana pulled a surprise by forcing a 0-0 tie with England. The Three Lions had the ball for 79% of the game but couldn't muster any offense. In Game 3, Croatia beat Panama 1-0. With that loss, Panama was eliminated from the round of 32. In the final game of the day, Colombia beat the Democratic Republic of Congo 1-0. And today in the World Cup, there will be 6 games as the final games of the group stages are starting and the final game of group stages are played at the same time. At 2 o'clock in Group B, Bosnia and Herzegovina will take on Qatar, while Canada will face Switzerland. At 5 in Group C, Morocco and Haiti will go at it, while Brazil takes on Scotland. And in Group A at 8, Mexico and Czechia will face off, while South Africa and South Korea will play as well. All of those games can be seen on either Fox or FS1. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A few showers this morning, and then there will be another chance of some showers this afternoon. It's a 30% chance of rain today with a high of 84. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with an overnight low of 72. Tomorrow starts getting hot, 90 the high, but still a 30% chance of rain. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs, is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by... If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
25% of men over 40 have low testosterone, y'all. We're talking low energy, low sex drive, low motivation. Some of those guys barely recognize themselves. Here's the beauty of it. 100% of the guys I'm talking about, they can get it all back. They can feel like themselves again with the help of Low T Center. Low T Center is the original TRT clinic. Been changing lives since 2009. Look, they can help you get your energy back, focus back, your sex drive back. They even work with most major insurance providers. So head on down to FixMyLowT.com to book your free T-test today. That's FixMyLowT.com.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local,
making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansas.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Oh, man. Roger, that made me think just hearing that. That's Burn Rubber on Me.
Does Carl, Ella Langley cover this?
It's Carl Carton.
That's Carl right? Carton.
Is that right? No, she's Carl Bad Bama Jam. That's what it is. Bad Bama. I was going to say, that's Gap Band, the other one. It made me think of, have you seen the new, there's a documentary, Roger, on HBO now about Earth, Wind & Fire.
No.
Oh, it is so good. It's, yeah, HBO. And they came out, and they were like nobody else back in that, you know, they were different. But they were talking about when they got on stage, they thought they were pretty cool. And they got there, and people were sort of like, yeah, okay, you're not bad, sort of different. All of a sudden, George Clinton came out there, funkadelic guy. He said that they blew them away. He said they were so embarrassed. And they go, we got to get some funk.
We got to get some funk.
And George Clinton, they've got a thing there where he goes, remember I blew y'all off the stage? Of course, George Clinton, I mean, it was rated X.
Yes.
It was pushing the envelope a little bit. We got to play a little match game brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories in Searcy and Conway, Roger. So we need a contestant. And Christian, I think you said we're playing for Sawyer Brown tickets?
Yeah, this is our last pair of Sawyer Brown tickets.
Oh, man.
You saved me a pair.
It's time to play The Match Game, brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories, your number one Central Arkansas source for truck accessories. Visit them in-store or online at ustruckaccessories.net. Now, let's see what wacky answers the guys could come up with.
All right, 661-1037 is the number. Man, I'm looking at my words and making sure there's so many.
Word up?
So so many different things. 661-1037 for Sawyer Brown tickets. Tomorrow we're going to take a road trip down to Camden at the White House Cafe. We'll be there around lunchtime, around noon. Come by and see us. Say hello. I'd love to see you. We're going to try a little bit of everything. I think there especially, Roger, is steak.
And, you know what? That's great. I did not know that.
We learned from Justin Moore. How do you order your steak?
Like a real chef would.
Like medium rare. Although you might not get that if you go to Justin's.
No, you won't. We might now. We might next time again. Maybe that'll be his welcoming back to us.
That's a great idea.
Shout out to Andrew Drake and Zachary Scott. It looks like we'll be playing at Scottsdale Saturday afternoon at Bella Vista Golf Course. How about that? Zachary's daughter turns one, is 1 year old, so we're going up there this weekend for her birthday party. So it looks like I may be playing a little golf.
You know, I haven't spent, Roger, much time. Let's see, we got some contestants. I haven't spent much time at Bella Vista.
I don't know if I have or not.
When I first got to Arkansas, I stayed there before I moved into the dorm, and I thought I was in big trouble because I went out and ran, and I had trouble breathing. And I'm thinking, it's the elevation. There's no elevation up there, but in my mind, it was where I was from. I went from, and I remember telling my mom and dad,
I
remember going, I think I'm going to have trouble with this elevation.
Oh, my word.
Because it was hilly in the area where we were in Bella Vista.
But, you know, I'm thinking, see, to me, I live in a group on flat, you know, yes. flat. But yes. I'm thinking, I am not.
But it is the hills.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is the hills. Right. I think I played Bella Vista once, maybe with David and maybe the Valero
folks.
Well,
I think I stayed at the Bella Vista has some retirement places up there, too.
Well, Zach hasn't retired yet. He just started.
Where does he live at? He lives in
Pea Ridge.
Pea Ridge.
Well,
right.
They changed the name of it just like Very they do nice. Turkey. It's called Pea Ridge now.
661-1037. Let's go see our contestant there, Roger. James,
hey,
good morning.
James. Or is it Yamas?
Good morning.
How you doing, Jay? You ready to win some Sawyer Brown tickets?
I'm ready to give it a whirl.
All right, give us a chance to get our answer in our mind before you give us yours, okay?
Okay.
A lot of different directions to go here, Roger. This will not be easy for James to win these tickets.
James, good luck.
By the way, over at Oaklawn, what's the date on Sawyer Brown, Christian? Do you have it handy?
Let me pull it back up.
Yeah, let's pull it back up and see.
July 17th.
July 17th, not far from here. All right, we're going to go with final blank.
Final blank.
There's so many different directions to go here. This will not be easy, James, to win these tickets. Give us a chance. Roger, do you have yours?
I do.
Christian, do you have yours?
Yes.
Okay. James, what is your answer for final blank?
I'm going with final four.
Final four. It would seem that would be a good answer because we are a sports show.
Yeah, and we were just talking about Darius Acuff.
Yeah.
And Kyle.
Christian, what did you have? Final what?
Final countdown.
Roger Scott, what did you have?
I had the same thing, but I'm going to sing it. It's the final countdown.
Wow.
And a countdown.
Well, I had four.
Okay, here we go. Wait a minute. You had final four?
I had four answers.
Oh, four. Okay, very good. Okay, very good.
Play on words there.
All right, let's see what you got.
I had final countdown as you did.
No brainer.
I put final.
That would have been the trifecta.
I said final verdict.
Ooh, final verdict. Kind of a weird answer, but.
Final grade.
Final.
What?
Yeah, two lame ones. Two lame ones there. Let's see if you can sandwich it in with a winner here.
And of course I had final four.
Yes,
you are going to Sawyer Brown.
You are going to see him.
What? You don't know what you guys didn't get final grades? What's your final grade?
I know what a final grade is.
He didn't go to high school. He didn't
finish high school. Graduate high school.
Your mom and dad go, this is going to be your final grade,
Patricia.
No, it's
going to be your final warning, you jag bag.
James, where are you calling from?
Yeah.
Little Rock.
What do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm a repairman. I fix everything from a broken heart to the crack of dawn.
Wow.
Well, why don't we talk to Joe Nichols about his newest song title? Hey, get your number and leave it here because I need a fix-it-up handyman. Is that what you do?
I'll give you my number.
Let him play one more game.
Let's do it.
He had one more game.
Listen, you're going to risk it. Listen, you can play. If you miss it, you lose it all. But if you win, you get the tickets and a Morning Mayhem shirt.
What does James want to do on that?
Yeah, exactly. What do you want to do, James?
I think I want to take the bird in hand here.
Roger tried. All right, here we go. Let's get our answers first. King blank. The reason I say that because that's where Darius Acuff Jr. went last night to the Sacramento Kings.
Okay.
Roger, do you have an answer for yours?
I do.
Christian, do you have your answer?
Yeah.
This is not easy.
It's not because first thing that popped into my head was King Grade.
All right.
I had King Verdict.
Wait a minute.
I'm kidding.
Okay. All right. So, James, this is for free. This is nothing on the line here. What did you go with?
I'm going with what popped into my mind, King of Hearts.
King of Hearts.
Is that a George Strait song, RJ?
We let that happen. We let multiple words on the backside.
Yeah, that's right. How many answers do you have for this one?
I only had three.
Yeah, you chose wisely, my friend, because you would not have won.
What'd you have?
I went, is there anything else? King Kong, ever heard of it? King Kong ain't got shimp on me.
Very good. I Roger, had three answers, and one of them was
We ain't got his yet.
Oh, yeah, I thought he said it.
No, I was joking, because you said...
Oh, that's right. You said King...
King Grade and King Verdict.
What'd you say?
I said King Me, like checkers.
King Me?
King Me.
King Me. Name L.O. King Me. That is so
Roger,
you know what? That's it. What, you have just, are you in transit? What's going on?
So, Roger, I had three. One, I played off of yours.
Okay, about King Cone?
I did, but
you
I
go
went
King Cone.
I went King Cone.
King Cone
for the Dairy,
Spring,
Dairy Bar.
I thought about it, but I knew he wouldn't know that.
I also went King Cobra.
King Cobra.
Okay. King Cobra.
Yeah. Hello. Guess what? And when you think of King Cobra, what do you think of? Sylvester Stallone.
And of course, you should know what I picked for King.
King of Hearts.
Christian, you want to take a shot? King of the Road. That's a good one.
King. You went King LeBron.
Who is the greatest king of rock and roll of all?
King Elvis Presley?
King, Elvis? King Elvis?
King David! King No, my mind was way in the gutter on that one. I was not thinking of the Bible.
Yeah, King David. Is King David the greatest king?
What about Solomon?
No. Yeah, Solomon did all right.
King, I don't know. Yeah. I think David,
Solomon had all the riches.
I think David's bigger than Solomon.
You think David's bigger than Solomon?
I think is he the Jordan of kings? He did mess up. David did mess up. Yeah. He did screw up.
Who was before? Was Solomon after King David?
Solomon was before.
Was he like the Wilt Chamberlain of kings?
probably so. All right, we'll put you on hold, James.
Yeah, James, listen, you got it. You chose wisely,
thank you,
my friend. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening.
661-1037. We'll take a break. Roger, come back. Check on some of our... Pinto said some of our messages on our Middleton In-Air text line. Bella Vista was a Cooper Communities development before Hot Springs Village was a Cooper Communities development. Yeah, but that's what I thought. I thought Bella Vista was a Cooper Communities area. Hey, Roger, do want to say real quick, too, thanks again to U.S. Truck Accessories in Searcy and Conway. Appreciate them. Your number one source for all things truck accessories. They're a proud veteran-owned local business, and they'll take care of you. Just when you go on there, make sure and tell them that you heard it on Morning Mayhem, and they're fine folks. That's either in Searcy or Conway.
Yeah. You want to get out of here?
Go ahead.
Let's do it.
Somebody says King Jesus would be the biggest king. I got you.
Yeah, but he doesn't go by King Jesus.
Oh!
Kick it up. Come on.
I told you I watched the movie and then watched the This Is It.
We took advantage of him. Yes, he was weird, but we all do weird things. Because he does them in the public eye. I mean, the things that all three of us have done behind closed doors, you don't want nobody to know.
Oh,
the things he allegedly did.
I have not done.
I will say that.
See that picture? It's from Tennessee. I've not seen that. Very cool. Very cool.
The things he allegedly did. Yeah, there's a lot of alleging.
All right, don't go away. 8:47.
That again?
Let Joe Nichols coming up 9:05. With Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition and annual checkups with your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or a clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Ever wonder what bugs do when you're not looking? With Bugtopia at the Little Rock Zoo, the world beneath your feet gets big. Like really big. Meet the bugs that pollinate, build, and buzz our planet to life, up close and larger than ever. Bugtopia, crawling into the Little Rock Zoo March 21st through September 20th. It's wonder magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at littlerockzoo.com.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you're in the market for a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram, we hope you give us a chance to earn your business. Here's some things to consider. Fletcher Dodge has been family-owned dealer here in Sherwood for over 25 years. We know how to take care of our customers to keep them coming back. Every Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer pays the same price for their vehicles. It's the dealer that makes the difference. We'll give you the best deal up front. No haggling, no arguing. We make it easy to buy a new vehicle. And we'll pay you more for your trade-in. Compare our deal to anybody's, and you'll buy from us. Come see us today for the deal of a lifetime on new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram. At Frank Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. And we promise you a hassle-free buying experience. We want to be your dealer for life. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Just tell us what you're looking for, and we'll make you a deal. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
When the world's biggest tournament is hosted on our turf, you got to do it big. And Twin Peaks is built for big games. Stay refreshed for the full 90 minutes with ice-cold 29-degree drafts of Michelob Ultra and the iconic handcrafted spicy margarita made with Casamigos. Pair all of that with hand-tossed wings and seared-to-order burgers. Every second is packed with the world's most scenic views. Twin Peaks is truly unmatched for every match. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built in for soccer fans. Because sometimes your players get subbed out and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances and the next they're heading back to the bench. Well, not anymore. With FanDuel Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Flyway Brewing. It's always open season at Flyway Brewing, serving two Central Arkansas locations, North Little Rock, and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at flywaybrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, David Basil, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Don't go away.
Craig O'Neill delivers.
Gregory.
Christian. Making progress today.
You really are, Christian. Listen, all for all the hate that you threw out.
This is our tribute song to Justin Moore. Oh, Stevie Wonder. Did you,
Looking back on baby, was a little nappy-headed boy.
Did you say Little Rock?
No, not this one.
Jana and
I did. I haven't edited it.
Sound good?
Ooh, I can't wait to hear what you do with Joe Nicole.
Let's hear Craig one more time.
Let's hear Craig one more time. I can't find it, man.
It's okay.
I will put it on.
He will put it on the Bible.
Middleton Eaton text line. Somebody says King James, the Bible was named for him. Listen, I fumbled. Yeah, King Solomon was the son of David. So
thank you.
I had it reversed.
Did not know that.
Sorry about that.
Thank you, Zachary.
661-1037 is the number. When talking about the Satin Letterman's jacket.
Satin Letterman's jacket.
Yeah, I still have that Razorback one, which is pretty dark.
Yeah, cool. I know that satin thing. I've seen it, but I think Craig's right. That is a... Was it Craig that said it like, that's a bowling jacket. Donnie Anderson has a bunch of those.
Ethan said, I can't believe we didn't go with King Creole. You're right, Ethan.
That's old school, Ethan. That's very good.
Someone says, hey, guys, David, refresh my memory. Please, back in around 2002, 2001, you were a part of a morning show I used to listen to every day. It was you and another guy and a woman. Also, Danny Joe Crawford was on the show from time to time. No, Danny Joe was a producer. It was me, Danny Joe Stanley, and Louisa Duray. And I don't even know what we called it. I don't even know what the name of it was. I can't even remember the name of it. It wasn't anything. It was like the Buzz Morning Show or something.
But you know, it's funny.
I tell you what,
we started everything off, and
Roger,
you don't even remember.
We went from 11th in the ratings to 2 in less than a year. And so got a real big change. Yeah, Tommy and you guys were doing a different kind of show, and so Yeah, we had a big bonus for
Tommy
that.
Tommy was doing what he...
And that was sort of the tail end. Oh, that was on the end. You already got through the 90s, yeah.
Tommy would have done what y'all did here on the morning show at Magic if he had the opportunity, because he and Big Dave obviously took it from music to where Tommy stopped doing music and then started listening to, what, Mad Cow, Stern, and those other that.
And I knew Roger
had the talent.
I knew we couldn't beat, Tommy. But my goal was just to get, if I could get close, and which we went from, I think, a 12 rating to like a 2 rating to about a 12 rating. And so, and we all got a lot of money from Philip Johnson at the time, which was crazy. But Stanley was a talented guy. Louis was talented. And Danny Joe's obviously a talented guy.
Absolutely.
Here's from our buddy Jeff Gross down in Jefferson County, who runs the Jefferson County Sports Hall of Fame, talking about Arkansas, because I mentioned Brooks Robinson should be on the Mount Rushmore of the greatest athletes or greatest sports figures in Arkansas history. Right. He said, what about these names? He said, Don Hutson, which we already talked about, Willie Rofe, Ricky Henderson, Basile Chapaj, Torrey Hunter. I think of those, I'm not sure they would make, if you only had 4, but he goes on to say others from Arkansas, Scottie Pippen, one of the greatest basketball players.
Let's look outside of Arkansas, because Basile and whomever else may not resonate nationwide.
Outside of Arkansas.
If you were to go nationwide and put on there, Brooks Robinson would be on there, even though a younger group might not know Brooks.
Somebody who played in the state but not from Arkansas, you mean?
No, I'm talking about if you're going to put whoever you're putting
on. If we're talking to somebody from outside of the state, you say this name, do they know who it is?
No, this is just Arkansas. I'm just saying that. This is just Arkansas only.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I'm okay.
This is just for people in the state from the state of Arkansas. The greatest sports figures to come out of the state of Arkansas.
Okay, I'm saying that
if I'm talking to somebody from Wyoming Cleveland, and I say Basile Chabazz, do they know who that is?
No,
if I say Scottie Pippen, they know.
You could make the argument for Scottie Pippen.
No, you could for that reason over there. But then you go, Scottie would be there. If you put them on the four basic food groups, which are football, baseball, basketball, and the other one would have to be boxing. We had Sonny Liston. You had Jermaine Taylor. I mean, as far as boxing goes,
would you put Sidney, or would you put Pippen?
Nationwide, you know what? Sidney's in the Hall of Fame now. I mean, and they love him in Milwaukee.
That's a tough one.
Pippen's in the Hall of Fame.
I know.
Yeah. So
Pippen won how many World Cups? 5 World
Cups? More people would know Pippen than Sidney outside the country because of
how
he won all 6 with Jordan.
Another point is that you could go, if you're comparing college versus pro career, if you go college career, Sidney Moncrief was by far bigger than Scottie Pippen.
Yeah,
you go pro career, it's the other. Well, it's, of course, you're right.
College career, Corliss is bigger than
Sidney. Is Sidney? Yeah. Sidney did have a great pro career, but he didn't win 5 championships. Of course, Sidney didn't get a chance to play with Michael Jordan.
He went back to back and belly to belly defensive players of the day. Do you go Ronnie Brewer? I'm talking about the original boot, Phil.
Jeff also said Lance Allworth, who came to Arkansas. It depends on if you're saying they came here or they're from here.
I think you're going to have modern era and
I tell you, Roger, Don Hutson, I think, is on there. Well, I think he's above. I think he may be above McFadden. I don't know. That's close for me.
Does Darian Noka know who Don Hutson is?
That's a good point. Yeah, it's a demographic thing. All right, Joe Nichols coming up next. Don't go away.
Shine a light.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life? Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the